Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of McKill's Deck Chronicles. It's a brand new year. It's up on us. It is January 1st, 2024, as hard as that is to believe. So here we are again. We're still in business over here at McKill's Deck Chronicles. And this year, we're hoping to put out more podcasts than ever. So, hey, I hope we can do it. I hope we can do it. So, I hate to talk about doom and gloom, but you know, this year, 2024, I mean, I was hoping for a better year, but based on a lot of the headlines and the news that you see these days and what's going on around the world, makes a person wonder if it is going to be a better year. Now, of course, when it comes to your salvation, today is the day of salvation, so there is no time like the present for that. So you can have a really good year as far as your salvation goes. Just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and whatever happens, you'll be okay. And like I've said in an earlier podcast, you know, some people think that 2024 could be the rapture, the year of the rapture. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It could be 2024, could be possibly 2028, could be anywhere in between. However, you know, it's going to get harder and harder for an average, even an average Christian to be a Christian and do what you want to do as far as Christian values and follow the Bible. They're going to eventually get you where you can't be a Christian. Okay. However, here in 2024, some of the things that we do have to, I'm joking here when I say look forward to, this is actually a forewarning, if you will. And, you know, this has been brought to my attention. And if you've been following this podcast and others like it, and if you've been even following the news at all, I mean, you know that since we've had a pandemic a couple of years ago, a few years ago, since that time, lots of people who got treated have dropped dead suddenly. And lots of those people have dropped dead from heart-related issues. And we're talking young people, athletes, actresses, actors, anybody that got on board with taking medicines, okay, that you don't need. A lot of people have dropped dead over that, okay? And so many people have died from that I don't know how you could cover it up any longer. And what I think is happening here is they can't. They can no longer hide it. So, guess what? Fresh out for 2024, okay? Brand new 2024 news says, okay, we've got a new COVID-19 variant coming out. It's known as JN1, okay? And guess what JN1 causes? It causes heart failure, okay? So, the big news headline here says, COVID scientists issue warning, the new variant could cause a global heart failure pandemic. So that is what we can expect in 2024. Now, up to this point, and I have a list here of all these different news headlines that have came out over 2023, trying to describe a way why all these really young, you know, vibrant athletes and all these people are just dropping dead. Now, keep in mind, from what we can tell, all these people have been vaccinated, okay? But it's not the vaccine that's done it. It's something else. In fact, according to our science people out there, our science so-called, as the Bible calls it, you know, they're saying that, let's see here, let's look at some of the list right here. And these were headlines at some time, which you can look up. But one of these headlines says, daylight savings may increase the chance of heart disease, strokes. Studies say this was done on March 8th. Okay, this other one was in the summer, and it said hot weather. Warning that dehydration could lead to blood clots, says the experts. So, you know, all the blood clots that all these people are dying from, well, it wasn't the medicine that you took, okay, the mRNA medicine. It was the hot weather, you know, okay? Let's see. Let's look at another one here. Of course, flight risk. Summer holiday warning as flight delays increase the risk of silent killers. So stress is, of course, killing the people. Let's see here. Extreme weather. Of course, they're saying that the hot and cold and extreme weather is causing heart failure. Here's another one that's pretty interesting that was done on July 25th. It says napping too much can lead to an early death. Okay, we've got another one that experts are now warning cold showers are causing heart attacks in young adults. Okay, it's not the injection. It's that cold shower you took that killed you. Okay, so here's another one. Of course, you know, this is so you won't take any type of, you know, vitamins or minerals. We have a cardiologist says she's seeing a rise in 20-somethings with heart arrhythmias caused by herbal supplements. So, you know, your weird heart problem that you got after you took your medicine is actually not caused from the medicine. It's caused from herbal supplements. So don't think about taking anything, you know, herbal and healthy. You know, scratch that because it can kill you. Okay, so it's, of course, the biggies on here, like it's healthy teenagers at risk of irregular heartbeats from air pollution. So it's air pollution here that's doing it. So these same scientists here post out that, you know, they say further work needs to be done to understand any link between the long-term effects of COVID and increasing cardiac deaths. Okay. And this list goes on and on and on. It, you know, it even says video games can potentially trigger cardiac arrest in susceptible children. And, you know, that it goes on to say tiny particles in the air are triggering sudden heart attacks. And then we get down to climate change, of course. It all boils down to climate change eventually. Climate change is making migraines, strokes, and dementia more severe and common. Okay, so basically, you know, if you drive a gas burner car or a diesel pickup, if you don't have a Tesla, you know, you're probably going to die of a heart attack due to climate change. So, as I said in the beginning, what we're going to do this year is we're going to blame all these heart attacks on, well, we might as well just go ahead and blame it on COVID. You know, that way we can obviously get you to take some more medicine for it. It's not, you know. So according to this news report, it says, scientists have warned a new strain of COVID could cause potential heart issues. Research into the new strain known as JN1 could cause global healthcare risk related to COVID-19, stating that it could start a heart failure pandemic. So health experts have warned that there is an increase in the chances of potential heart issues for those who catch the disease. And so due to the influx of a new strain, JN1, there has been a spike in COVID cases in several countries, including the US, UK, China, and India in recent weeks. So according to Japan's top research institute, RIKEN has now issued a warning in the new report, which states that these receptors, which the coronavirus clings to within the human cells, are very common in the heart. So that boils down to, this means that people who catch the virus may suffer from a cardiac function or from reduced cardiac function. So in other words, you're going to have a heart attack. Okay, so what they want you to do, you know, to get around this is you need to immediately go get some more vaccines. You need to take some more vaccines is what you need. Now, don't pay any attention to the fact that the people producing this medicine that they want you to take, you know, just don't pay any attention to the fact that those same people are into eugenics and all they can talk about is the New World Order and depopulation. And these are the same people that are behind abortions and all the abortion clinics. And their whole entire goal is depopulate. So how do you think they're going to do that? Have you ever thought about that? What do you think? What do you think they're using to do that besides poisons in the air and in the food and the water and everything else? If they can get you to willingly take poison and inject it into your body over and over and over, and then, you know, your heart fails. I mean, okay, so you had a heart attack. You know, hey, one less. So, anyway, that's my opinion on that. So the other thing here, and this is happening right now, starting in 2024. Apparently, they just kind of started it, but now they're really pushing it. Is Illinois and California for sure? The hospitals over there are implementing new mask mandates. Okay, so here we are again. Of course, this is a election year, if you want to call it that. I call it a C-election year because, you know, I don't believe our votes are doing anything. Whoever's running this show in the background back here, Satan, ultimately, they're selecting who they want. There is nobody actually being elected. They're just being selected. So whoever's being selected, you know, but this has to do with playing on people's fears and getting people riled up. And it all has to do with, you know, separation, where they want people fighting, constantly having problems, and of course, ultimately dying off. So this is just another deal. You know, hospitals, it says, hospitals in the areas across the U.S. have reintroduced mask mandates to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses. So this is by Newsweek. And it says, city hospitals in New York City have reinstated masks after data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed a spike in cases in the state. So in New York, officials and hospitals felt the rise in hospital admissions in parts of the state, including these different counties, and they're claiming they had a rise in hospitalizations. So that was enough to reintroduce a mask mandate. So here we go again. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Oh, by the way, put your face diaper back on. They've already proven that it doesn't do anything because the whole, you know, this, you know, COVID is so small, it literally goes right through the fabric, doesn't do a stinking thing. And, you know, they're spraying it in the air and putting in the water and everything else. It wouldn't matter what kind of mask you wear. So it's all fake, in my opinion. I think it's all a joke. So, you know, and as you read this article here, and they're talking about, you know, California here again. Of course, we know about California. It says, a California county has also urged residents to begin wearing masks in public. Oh, and receive your vaccination. You have to go get that as well. And what they're doing here, I thought was really interesting. I didn't even know they could do that. It says, our wastewater monitoring program is currently detecting high COVID-19 and RSV levels. So they recommend that everybody in the community take steps to protect themselves from infection, including wearing a high-quality mask when indoors around others. So they're going to try to get you to wear a mask in your own house again, is if that's not absolutely ridiculous. But the thing I find really interesting in this is they're monitoring your wastewater. So whatever goes down the toilet, where then it goes to the wastewater facility, okay, the city is actually taking samples out of that, and they're claiming that they're detecting COVID in the sewer water, in other words. So by how they can tell what's in the sewer water, that means you need to wear a mask in your house. Okay, so I think that's ridiculous. And, you know, who knows if any of that stuff's tampered with. You don't really know what those levels are or who's testing it or how accurate the test is. I mean, they could say anything because they're never going to let you into that wastewater place to see it for yourself. So, you know, it's just another one of those, hey, this is the new normal, you know, in wacky land here. So we're going to force you to wear a mask in your own home, or if you're indoors, We're going to force you to do this. We're going to ask you to do this. We're going to force you to do this. Same thing all over again. So, and of course, we're going to start this in the beginning of the year again. New year, new mandates, new variants, just you name it, basically. You name it. And is there any wonder, you know, why the people in the media and these scientists and healthcare people now, why nobody trusts them or takes them seriously anymore? I mean, along with all the other problems they've always had, but now, I mean, that's all they do is report this junk. So, you know, no proof of any of it. Just it's the same thing all over again. So the only good thing about all this is, you know, if you're saved, then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, if you manage to get a hold of something that causes you to have a heart attack and die, well, you'll go to heaven. I mean, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, you know, leave the old body behind for now, go to heaven. Your soul goes to heaven when Christ, you know, comes back on the rapture type area there. You know, your body will be resurrected and you'll be paired back up with your body. So, I mean, you don't have anything to worry about if you're saved. Now, that's the key phrase there, if you're saved. If you're not saved, then you do have a lot to worry about, in my opinion. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff coming down the pike in 2024, and it's probably going to get worse than what the news is just barely trickling out. So, you know, they'll probably do this whole thing all over again, and if they do, I hope people don't fall for it like they did last time. I know I never fell for it. I never got any of it and never did any of their mandates whatsoever. And I went ahead and worked every single day, just like most people around here did. And, you know, I don't know if I ever got their little sickness or not. Why? Because I don't need somebody to tell me if I'm sick. I don't need to take a test to tell me if I'm sick. I know if I'm sick or not. So, you know, I started questioning the validity of all this stuff whenever they started saying that you have no symptoms and you feel fine, but you're still sick. So having no symptoms was a symptom. So when they started telling people that kind of stuff, I mean, come on. Hey, you don't have any symptoms and you feel fine, but here, take our test. And if our test says you have it, then you have it. Come on now. I mean, anyway. So hopefully that stuff won't happen again. Who knows? We'll see. But here's the problem with all of this is I'm a Bible believer, okay? And Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And the problem with that is the prophecy talks about how everything gets worse and worse and worse. Nothing ever gets better. According to the Bible, we're going to have wars and rumors of wars, which we have, but we're also going to have earthquakes, which we have, and we're also going to have all kinds of what the Bible calls pestilences. You know, we're going to have famines, we're going to have diseases, all that kind of stuff. So all this is lining right up to Christ returning to take his church up out of here, which is, you know, the rapture. So, and after that would be Jacob's trouble, which is 7 years of tribulation. Now, during that 7 years of tribulation, all this stuff and worse is going to happen. So, I mean, it's bad, real bad. So, in other words, everything we see is probably the best it's ever going to be. It's going to continually get worse. And that's, I mean, that's sad, sobering news, but that is what the Bible predicts. But the good news is, if you're a Christian, you're going to get out of it. You are going to be raptured up there. You know, you're going to be raptured, and probably soon, because, you know, the Bible says that us Christians, or the church, will not have to go through God's wrath. Well, that tribulation is God's wrath. So we have to be out of here before that happens. So I personally think that time is sooner than later. So the Bible refers to that rapture as the blessed hope. So I pray for that blessed hope all the time. And I pray that you guys that are listening to this, if you're not saved, you know, get saved before it's too late, because you just never know when it's going to happen. And once that Jacob's trouble starts, or that 7 years of tribulation, that's when the Antichrist, I mean, he takes over full-fledged. Okay, so it's all over. It's all over. So anyway, having said that, again, if you're a Christian, you have nothing to worry about. So that is what I would do while I could, before it's too late. I would get saved. Get saved before it's too late. That's really all you've got to do. So anyway, hey, thanks for listening. This is just kind of a little update. This is the very first one of the first day of the year. You know, I'm planning on putting out lots of more podcasts. So if you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything like that, please give me an email at truthseekers2012@gmail.com. Give me an email. And, you know, you can tell me what you want to hear, or if you've got any questions, we can do a frequently asked questions thing. You can check out these podcasts and more on the website, which is kennywilliamson.com. You can check that out. I think that's it. So, you know, as far as followers of Christ, you know, I hope you guys have a good year as far as, you know, Christ is concerned and your walk with the Lord. And just try to do something for God this year. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do. I didn't worry about these, you know, these different New Year's resolutions where it's all about me, and, you know, better diet and better exercise, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm more concerned with, what can I do for the Lord? What can I do for the Lord this year? So anyway, thanks for listening. Hope it helped you. And God bless you.